好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天讲到的题目是遇见另一半。
The sermon title today is Meet the Other Half.
像经文、像圣经专门讲的谈恋爱的不多，对吧
？So in the scriptures, there's not much to talk about the relationship.
路德记好像是一卷，其中一部分内容是专门教我们谈恋爱的，对吧
？So actually, part of the contents in the book of Ruth is talking about just how just fall in love.
我们还是先祷告吧，把时间交给神。
And let's start with a prayer.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢主，你话语智慧的恩典和能力。
And we thank you for the grace and the wisdom in your words.
因为你的话语就是我们脚前的灯和路上的光啊。
Because your words is the light of our path.
问世间情为何物，直叫人以生死相许啊。
So when we ask what affection is, actually we just want to just with our life and death to just commit.
但是求主帮助我们，不要将爱情当作我们生命当中的偶像。
However, Lord, just help us not to just have this kind of the love and just be the idol.
不要让我们进入到一个拜偶像的阶段中。
And just help us not to just fall into this stage of just worship the idol.
可能会有人问，为什么这样子呢？
Maybe some people would ask, how come?
其实道理很简单呢。
Actually, it's very simple.
我们已经有了你了。
Because we already have you.
有了你就有了一切了。
When we have you, we have everything.
其他都是可有可无的。
And all the things besides you, it's not we just have to have it.
这就是我们的核心价值观呢。
This is our core value.
但是若你要愿意赐给我们有爱情、婚姻、家庭、儿女，那是你的恩典呢。
However, if you want to give us the love and also and with the family and the children, that is from you.
主要求你帮助我们去要赐恩典的主多过主所赐的恩典。
Lord, just please help us that we just persist just having you instead of the things besides you.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，遇见另一半。
Meet the other half.
这个题目是很浪漫哦。
So this is kind of romantic about this time.
可能你会不会正在谈恋爱呢？
So maybe you're in a relationship.
也有可能你已经错过了谈恋爱的机会，会不会
？Or maybe you just missed the chance to fall in love.
会不会是你已经结婚了多年
？Or maybe you've been married for many years.
但却从未思考过谈恋爱的圣经意义，会不会
？But maybe you just have not think about the biblical meaning of love.
或者你已经成年了，儿女也到了谈恋爱的阶段了。
Or maybe your children they just become a lot adult.
你就应该怎么去教导你的儿女？如何开始谈恋爱呢
？And how should we teach our children this about the falling in love？
甚至也包括如何，或者怎样，或者要不要开始第二次婚姻恋爱的这个过程呢
？And also, just maybe, just also need to teach and how to start a second marriage。
我们不可能在一堂道把所有内容都碰到。
And that is impossible. We just cover all in the one sermon。
所以我们今天会比较集中的谈。遇见另一半，就这一段时间段，我们该如何遵循圣经的原则
？So in today's sermon, we just focus on about how to meet the other half.
我们先来看第一点。
Let's look the first point.
主权在神呐。
Sovereignty in God.
什么叫主权在神呢
？So what is the sovereignty in God mean?
这个问题为什么会这么提出来呢
？So why we mention this?
因为我们可能大多数人都会觉得谈恋爱是我个人的事啊。
Because a lot of people just think that the falling in love, that is my personal issue.
以前是父母之命，媒妁之言，才能够去进入婚姻恋爱啊。
So in the past, in order to fall into this marriage, we just according to just parents' arrangement.
所以整个社会的近代到现代，差不多可以就用婚姻关系的主权的转移来表达，来代表，对吧
？So therefore, for the marriage, we just can see actually just from the just transition, just about the sovereignty.
但是当我们一旦成了基督徒
，However, once we become a Christian,
我们一旦声称是尊主为大
，And once we say we just only fear the Lord,
那么婚姻恋爱从一开始就不是个人的事情
，And then, so from the very beginning, marriage and love are not a matter of ourselves.
就不再是我们自己的事情了
，And that is not just by ourselves.
知道为什么吗
？Do you know why?
因为婚姻恋爱是上帝的设计，是他开始的呀。
Because marriage, that is actually this design and the beginning by God.
首先，这是神的心意。
First, this is partly.
对啊，所有婚恋的基础开始于上帝的一句话。
The foundation of all marriages begins with the word of God.
是在创世纪二章十八节。
It's in Genesis chapter 2 verse 18.
对啊，神的话语是这么教导我们。
And here is God's word.
耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper for him.
为什么会有婚姻？为什么要结婚？哎，这句话是我们的根基，我们的最基本的一句话，对吧？
Therefore, and one will get married. That is the foundation in this word.
那么为什么上帝的话语会在我们的人际关系中，特别是婚姻关系中，成为一个根基，成为一块基石呢？
So how come with the God's word and it's the foundation for our marriage?
这是由整个圣经的创世论而来的。
And that is just from God's creation.
因为这句话的核心是因为神是照他的形象造人，乃是造男造女嘛。
And the core of the statement that is God created man in His image and likeness.
我们要留意创造我们的上帝，他本身不孤独啊。
We just need to know God who created us, He's not alone.
他是一个三位一体的真神。
He's a triune God.
他本身就处在一个三一真神的团契关系里边。
So God Himself is the Trinitarian fellowship.
要因此他看那人独居不好了。
Therefore, He does not see the man is good to be alone.
为什么会说这件事不好呢
？So why God just call that is not good?
就是指的，此时此刻独居的这个亚当还不那么像神呢。
And that is at this point, and for just Adam to be alone is not just like God.
还没有像神那般有一个团契关系。
And he's not like God, has a fellowship relationship.
那上帝就拣选了一种方式帮助他进入这种亲密的关系啊。
Therefore, God just created this situation to help him.
大家要留意是帮助他进入神所定义的这种团契关系。
So God just helped Adam to enter into the fellowship defined by him.
而这种团契关系的本质就是与神相连，与神的爱相连。
And also the essence of this fellowship that is connected with God.
而上帝用的是一男一女的这种亲密关系的方式来满足上帝的团契关系的心意。
And God just fulfilled this through the intimacy of a man and a woman.
其实这一小点就把整个婚姻关系的本质跟大家讲出来了，对吧
？So with this point, we just explain about the essence of the marriage.
所以这是神的心意，对吧
？This is God's will.
其次呢，这是神的看见。
Second, this is what God sees.
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
你不要忘记，我们的上帝是，眼目当然是遍察全地的嘛。
So don't forget, God's eyes are all over the earth.
那所有将要进入婚姻恋爱关系的男男女女，他都看得见的。
God can see all about the person who's getting into the marriage.
那当然也包括当时的波阿斯还是路德，对吧
？Of course, that includes Boaz and Ruth.
圣经在陈述他们俩关系发展的时候呢
？And describing the development of their relationship.
他是事先对读者说了一句话。
So God first tell the readers of the Bible.
专门来介绍伯阿斯的。
So God has introduced Boaz.
而他介绍伯阿斯的这句话，路德听不见的。
So when God introduced about Boaz, actually Ruth, she did not hear that.
他是怎么说伯阿斯的呢
？How did the Bible describe?
他说拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒的亲族中有一个人名叫伯阿斯，是个大才子。
Now Naomi has a relative on her husband's side, a man of standing from the clan of Elimelech.
我要指出来这一点，就是这个眼光是上帝的眼光，不是人的眼光。
I want to mention this, and this is from God's view.
Yeah.这一点呢很重要，就是路德此时此刻还不认识，还不知道有一个伯阿斯。
This is very important at this point. Ruth did not know it yet.
但是路德不知道，神已经知道，神已经看见了。
Ruth did not know it, but God has seen it and knew it.
这个对我们帮助很大，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, this really helps a lot of us.
特别是我们的年轻人。
Especially young adults.
特别是处在那些适合婚恋这个阶段的时候的年轻人。
Especially for the young adults and their ages suitable for marriage.
我们很多的年轻人都很想嫁娶啊。
So many of our young people want to get married.
这个人之常情，情有可原嘛，对吧
？And it is understandable.
人有的时候会说，这一辈子好像就寻找自己的另一半，会不会
？Some people may just say in their whole life they stay looking for the other half.
然后身体上、心理上都会有些这种冲动和需要。这种要求，对吧
？And also in the physical and the psychological, they just both have the need.
如果不知道神已经看见我们在路上的那另一半， 我们可能会行差踏错，可能会如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，以至于最后走上一条不可挽回的道，对吧？
If we do not see that God actually has seen our other half with himself, and at the end we may just go on astray.
如果我们知道这个道理，神的眼目早就看见，可能我们心里会笃定许多。
If we know about the truth that God already sees everything, then we will have the peace of mind.
因为我们往往不知道，我们还没有出门，神就已经看见我们的另一半了。
Because when we have not just gone out, and God already sees our other half.
回头有的最后回头看一看呢。
And looking back.
其实婚姻恋爱真的不需要那么着急了。
And in effect, the marriage, there's no need to be so anxious.
呀，许多。许多未成年的男男女女因为太着急呢
and many underage men and women because they're just too anxious.
所以从自己的眼目啊，身体的情欲啊，去随意的消费自己生命当中最宝贵的呢，第一次，对吧？
And they may just consume their just first time, or just according to their lust of their own eyes.
甚至许多年轻人甚至跑去堕胎，对吧？
Some young people even had an abortion.
浪费了自己的生命，也浪费了消费了自己最宝贵的价值啊。
As a result, they just wasted their precious value, and that was lost.
神早就知道这个真理，大家需要记得脑海里。
And God already knew everything. We need to remember that.
我记得我追师母的时候。
I remember when I dated with my wife.
在结婚那天晚上。
So the night in our marriage.
师母就告诉我了。
My wife told me.
他在两年多前，你第一次见我的时候，我心里边就有一句话对我自己说：“此君日后必我夫也。”
And my wife just told me, she said that before we dated two years ago, and I already knew that you will be my husband.
其实我当时完全茫然无知啊。
Actually, at the time, I don't know.
神已经早就让师母知道。
But God already let my wife know.
当然，这个听起来很浪漫。
Of course, it sounds kind of romantic.
但是本质上讲的就是上帝的全知。
However, in essence, that is for God. He knows everything.
一个在进入婚姻恋爱的过程当中的男男女女，如果提前就知道上帝早就知道，不会那么急的。
If before we enter into the marriage and we knew that God already knows everything, then we don't need to be so anxious.
如果我们在这个时候情绪特别的高涨，以致失控。那就表明你其实并没有真正把事情交给神，甚至你不真正的信神呐。
If at this point, if we just have a very high emotion and just cannot just settle down, then that is the.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
你能不能够接受、相信、理解、明白，这是神的看见呢
？Can you accept and understand that is God that He sees everything？
最后这是神的驱动。
At the end, and it is God's drive.
驱动就是那个英文就是 driven, 就是那个驱动力的意思。
So that is the power of the drive.
就是你开车的时候一打着火，那马达发动机就启动了，车就开始可以往前走了。
That is when you start the car and it just have to just initiate and with the drive.
男女之间的婚姻恋爱关系也需要这样的驱动力。
So that is the same with the man and woman with their dating.
如果我们认识到这是上帝的驱动，你自己只是一个顺服上帝的那一个儿女、那一个子民、那一个器皿而已啊。
If you understand that is God's drive, then we are just God's vessel.
但是大多数人可能在这个时候都处于一种茫然无知的光景中，会不会？
However, most people were just in the situation of confusion.
作为一个摩押的女子。
As a Moabite woman,
路德虽然跟随拿俄米回到伯利恒了
，Even though Ruth followed Naomi back to Bethlehem,
但是她毕竟也是食人间烟火的一个女子，普通女子，对吧
？However, she's just an ordinary woman.
她也会有她的老我吧
？She has her old self.
也会有她的情绪、情感和冲动啊，
also,
对吧
？Also, she has her affection.
所以她着急想快快的把自己嫁出去，那也不足为奇吧
？And therefore, it is not surprising that she is anxious to marry herself out as soon as possible.
像路德这种情绪、这种特点的男男女，在我们当中。也不乏其人，也是很多的嘛。
So with Ruth, that kind of situation, it is not rare among us.
从圣经的记载当中，我们可以看见什么呢
？So what we can see from the biblical records?
我们看见路德呢，向婆婆拿俄米提出了一个申请啊。
And we see it is Ruth who applied to her mother-in-law, Naomi.
Yeah, 妈妈，我能不能到地里边去拾麦穗呢？
So can I just go to get her the ears of wheat?
拾麦穗当然是她应该做的事情，全家人要吃饭嘛，她需要工作养活婆婆呀。
Of course, and Ruth needs to go to the field to work to get her the ears of wheat to provide food.
那当然，拾麦穗也有一个机会认识其他的男子嘛。
Of course, and to go to the field, she has opportunity to get to know the man.
圣经没有讲，但是我们仿佛也看见路德有这种动机，有这种需要，有这种想法和冲动，会不会啊？
The Bible doesn't say that. However, we can just see, and then Ruth, and she does have this kind of a.Just maybe she has a thinking and action.
但是问题是什么呢？
However, the question is.
路德守规矩啊。
Ruth, she followed the rule.
她没有悄悄摸摸地跑到麦地里去啊。
She did not just that silently just go to the field.
媳妇向婆婆提出申请，这是规矩。
The daughter-in-law's application to the mother-in-law was a rule.
也是路德放得下自己情欲冲动的一个明证啊。
And it was also a clear proof that Ruth let go of her.This erotic impulses.
那如果是你呢？
If that's you.
Yeah, 你会不会就干脆不问婆婆，自己就下麦地算了？
Would you just not ask the mother-in-law? Just go ahead, go to.
出门的时候跟婆婆讲啊，妈，我出去走一走。
Maybe you just tell the mother-in-law, Mom, I just go out just for a walk.
拐个弯就到麦地里去捡麦穗了。
And then just go around, just go to the field.
这种顺从情欲的这种。行为 言语行为，这是我们日常生活当中发生的太多了，对吧？
So we just follow just our own emotion, just that is not rare.
人的心可能都是宁肯错，也不愿意放过自己自以为是的机会，对不对？
So but the human heart just would rather be wrong than let go of any just self-righteous opportunity.
我可以错，但是不可以错过，有没有听过？
I would rather be wrong, but I don't want to miss the
opportunity. 什么意思呢？就是自己要掌握生命的主权，而不愿意交给神嘛，就这么个道理。
So that means you just want to hold on to the sovereignty and not to give it to others.
要这种顺从情欲的这种驱动力所产生的后果，那一定是不堪设想的。
And the consequence just to follow one's own the flesh and the lust.
但是人在情欲中，又有谁能够听得懂这样的话呢
？However, when people are in their lust, and how can they hear that?
我们看见很清楚，路德是问了婆婆。
We can see very clearly, Ruth asked her mother-in-law.
我没有听到，就是婆婆等了多久，可能很快吧。
And the Bible didn't tell us how long that she waited, and Naomi just answered.
她说：“女儿，你只管去吧。”
Naomi said, "Daughter, just go."
那可不要小看这件微不足道的小事。
Do not overlook about this simple answer.
一个人是否敬畏神呢？
Whether a person fear the Lord,
也全看这个人在小事上是否忠心的。
And this depends on whether and she is faithful in small matters.
我在香港牧会的时候，也是有一对男女要谈恋爱了。
When I shepherded a church in Hong Kong, and there's a couple they were dating.
他们俩很守规矩。
They both very follow the rule.
开始之前先来到我面前，让我为他们俩祷告祝福。
Before they started dating, they came to me and asked me to bless them.
每走一步，每个礼拜要跟我有一些 report， 他们的情感发展的哪一步，怎么神的话语，怎么样圣灵的感动，怎么客观的印证，一步一步带着走。
And each week, step by step, they just kind of report to me and just let me know how.The things are going.
这一对青年男女呢，是走过了大概十个礼拜的这种，在我一直看着他们走过的这个过程当中的时候，才慢慢走上了谈恋爱的阶段。
And they just followed, just went through the 10 weeks, and then finally they just went to the dating stage.
这一对夫妇现在组里边成长得非常好，儿女也都很大了。
And this couple, and they just grew very well in Christ. Also, their children grew.
路德表面上顺服的是婆婆，
On the surface, Ruth obeyed her mother-in-law.
但实质上却是让神来成为她心中的驱动力啊。
But in reality, she just let God be driving force in her heart.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在谈恋爱、结婚、生儿育女的过程当中，能不能够将主权归给神呢？
In the process of our dating and marriage, and also just some.Raising a child, can we just have God as our sovereignty?
这是我们遇见我们生命另一半的中心核心的原则呀。
So this is the core of the principle to meet the other half.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
神带来的。
Brought by God.
我们的配偶就是我们生命的另外一半。
Our spouse, the other half of our life.
在神的眼中看来呢
？So in God's eyes.
必须也只能是由神亲自带给我们的，对吧
？And it must and can only be brought just by God Himself.
事实上，我们的婚姻、家庭、儿女今后是否蒙福，从这一块基石开始啊。
Actually, whether our marriage, family, children, etc. are blessed or not depends on this.
所以首先是神亲自领来的。
First, it was brought by God Himself.
让我们回头看看我们的老祖宗亚当夏娃的情况，好不好
？So let's look at our first ancestor Adam and Eve.
圣经在创世纪二章二十二节是怎么描述的呢
？So in the Bible, just Genesis chapter 2, verse 22.
圣经说耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领她到那人跟前来。
The Bible says.Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man.
那这句话很重要，弟兄姐妹，你知道吗
？So this statement is very important.
我们的配偶是上帝用我们的肋骨造的。
So our spouse is just made of the rib from the man.
用我们的肋骨造是什么意思呢
？So what does that mean? It's made from the rib.
这个根源来源是从神那里而来的。
That means the origin is from God.
说明一个很重要的一个人本主义和神本主义的区别。
It just tells us a big difference about man-centered and God-centered.
我们的另一半，我们的配偶，不是我们自己找的。
So that is to say, our spouse is not found by ourselves.
乃是神亲自领我们，领他到我们面前来的。
But brought to us by God Himself.
所以，如果一个人你非娶不可，非嫁不可，那就已经错了。
Therefore, if you just have to marry someone, and you're already wrong.
因为这不是神带来的嘛。
Because it is not brought by God.
乃是我们的血气使然呐。
But by your flesh.
可能是我们的心里边被琼瑶的小说里边那种非他不嫁、非他不娶的观念牢笼控制的时候呢。
So if your heart is controlled by the concept of not marrying without him or not marrying without her,
直接讲，如果你碰见一个男生，你觉得非他不嫁。碰见一个女生，你非她不娶，你已经在拜偶像了。
That means if you just meet a man or a woman, you just have to marry him. Then you are already
worshiping idols. 正确的价值观，我讲了很多遍了。
I say many times about the correct value.
一个上帝的儿女，除了耶稣基督以外，什么都不是必须的。
As God's children.
如果不是神亲自领来的，那就宁肯不娶，宁肯不嫁。
If it was not brought by God Himself.You would rather not to marry.
可能有些人会说，牧师，你要不娶不嫁的时候，你才来说我吧。
Some people may say, pastors, maybe just when you just don't marry, and then you can just rebuke me.
那我只能跟你说抱歉啦。
Then I can only just say sorry to you.
历史不可以假设。
Because the history, we just cannot have a hypothesis.
人生不可以重复。
We cannot repeat our life.
我能不能够教导你，不是由我个人家庭的经历来决定的。
Whether I can teach you is not based on my own family experience.
这是上帝赋给我的一个使命，就是来用他的话语来教导上帝的子民啊。
That is a mission from God, and just let me to just educate God's people.
我也不会按照你的假设回到历史的起初去，把老婆孩孩子都给杀了，然后回来为了教导你来满足你的欲望，做不到的。
And I would not just do just that, just to erase my marriage and my family, and then start over.
所以我能不能够教导你呢？不是由我的家庭的历史存在来决定，而是上帝赋给我的使命来教导你。希望你能够清楚这一点。
Therefore, whether I can just teach you, it's just based on God's mission to me. It's not based on my family.
价值观就那么简单，圣经讲的就摆在圣经的话语里边。
And the value it just mentioned in God's in the Bible.
天上人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得拯救啊。
So in the world, there's nothing besides God we can be saved.
所以耶稣基督是我们生命当中的唯一，必须的。
Therefore, Jesus Christ, that's the only thing that we just have to have.
除了耶稣基督以外，其他一切，包括我们的婚姻、我们的儿女、我们的家庭，都不是必须的。
Other than Jesus Christ.Including our family, and that is we just have to have.
没有这样的价值观呢
Without such value.
你婚姻即使有了，你也是不幸福的。
Without such value, even though you have marriage,
你儿女
you will not have that be blessed.
你儿女家庭即使有了，也不是真实的。
even though you have the family and the children, then it's not true.
如果你仅仅是为了满足你自己生理或者心理上的欲望而硬是铸成一种关系呢，最后它也是形同虚设，它最后会崩塌的。
If you just want to form the relationship just based on your lust, it would not last long.
其次，在神没有恰巧。
Second, there's no coincidence in God.
我们这一生啊，我们这生命啊
，in our whole life，
我们的一生是处在怎样的光景中，你知道吗
？Do you know what kind of situation we're at in our whole life？
我们是处在一个无所不知、无所不在、无所不能的创天造地的宇宙的主宰的上帝面前，清楚吗
？And are you clear? We're just live.In the presence of that omniscient and omnipresent,
因着这个缘故，在我们的生命里边就没有什么恰巧的事情。
Due to this, nothing happened by coincidence.
在茫茫的人海中
，so in the vast crowd，
在广袤的田野上
，in the vast field，
路德一个人孤零零的来到田间
，Ruth came to the field alone，
在收割的人身后去拾取麦穗，这件事不难，他可以做。
It is not hard.To pick up the ears of wheat behind the reaper.
难的是什么呢
？The hard part is.
难的是他就那么恰巧的到了以利米勒本族的波阿斯的那块田里。
The hard part is that as it turned out, she was working in a field belonging to Boaz.
凭什么
？Just by what?
她运气好吗
？And because she's lucky.
她有做之前 research 的这种能力吗？上网查一查 ，Google 看一看。
The Ruth has the ability just Google first.
或者抽个签。
Or just by casting the lot.
你可以做很多的解释。
You can have a lot of explanation.
但这里最直接的解释，最直接的就是相信这是上帝对他的带领啊。
Actually, the most direct thing to answer that is that for belief that it's God's guidance.
要圣灵借着上帝的话语在他心里边打开了一盏灯，照亮他脚前的路啊。
So God's word just turned on the light in Ruth's heart and just to shine upon her.
也成为他路上的光芒。
And become the light on her path.
历史不可以假设，对吧
？History cannot be assumed.
我们的时空也不容混乱的。
Also, our time and space cannot be confused.
因为这一切都在神的掌管之中，没有什么假设，没有什么恰巧。
Because all this is in God's control and there's no assumption.
无论如何，路德就那么加个引号，恰巧地来到了波阿斯的田里。
No matter what, and Ruth just came to Boaz's field.
更加不可思议的是什么呢
？So what is even more incredible is
这个波阿斯还是以利米勒本族的人呐。
That Boaz was also a member of Elimelech's own family.
换句话讲，是最有资格娶路德的人。
That is, Boaz is the man who's qualified to marry Ruth.
其实讲的不准确了。
Actually, to say so, it's not that.
他还不是最有资格，他排在第二位，还有一位是比他更有资格的。
Actually, and besides Boaz, there's another man who's even more qualified.
如此这般的因素的碰在一起，你还会说是假设吗
？With all those factors just put together, do you think it's just a coincidence?
你还愿意说这是运气和恰巧吗
？And do you want to say it's just by luck or coincidence?
我再讲一遍，在耶稣基督里，在永生神的面前，没有恰巧的事情。
Just one more time. In Jesus Christ, there's no coincidence.
我们所遇到的事情都有神的美意的。
The things we encountered has God's will.
有的时候这个美意摆在我们面前是 yes， 有的时候摆在我们面前就是 no。
Sometimes, and this kind of coincidence that's put in front of us may be yes or maybe no.
我们是否愿意顺服上帝带给我们生命的带领呢
？Are we willing to obey God's guidance？
还是明明上帝在你面前摆了个 no， 你还是要用 yes 的牌把 no 给去掉，硬往前冲呢？
Or if God just tells you it is no, but you still want to just go for that.
最后的结果会机毁人亡的，你不知道吗
？Don't you know the outcome, and you'll be just crushed.
愿意听的，有耳可听的就有福气了；不愿意听的，那咒诅就临在你的前面喽。
Whoever has ears, you need to listen. Otherwise, the curse will come to you.
有时候想想，心里边也是蛮难过。世上能听懂这样话语的人不多呀。
Sometimes I feel kind of sad because not many people understand.
或者听懂的、愿意顺服的人不多呀。
Or not very many people who understand but will not want to obey.
所以这解释为什么世界上总是这么多灾难，总是这么多的咒诅，总是那么多的不幸，道理就在这里啊。
So that is to explain how come and there's not so many disasters in the world.
好，有耳可听的就应当听吧。
Whoever has ears, please listen.
不听自己就负责任 ，take consequence 咯。
If not, you will just bear the consequence.
好，最后是由神设定环境。
Finally, God just sets the environment.
这一点也是非常重要啊。
This is also very important.
我们所遭遇的一切 都是上帝所设定的环境，你了解吗？
The things we encounter, that is the environment is set up by God.
呀，路德是恰巧，难道伯阿斯也是恰巧吗？
So Ruth is a coincidence. What about Boaz?
呀，圣经在二章四节怎么说呢？
In Ruth chapter 2 verse 4.
他说伯阿斯正从伯利恒来，对收割的人说，愿耶和华与你们同在。他们回答说，愿耶和华赐福于你。
Just then Boaz arrived from Bethlehem and greeted the harvesters. The Lord would be blessed be with you.
从这个对话当中看见波阿斯和他的工人和他的员工一直处在一个上帝为中心的生活圈子里边。
From their conversation, we can see Boaz and the people, the workers, and they just live in an environment that's under God.
这个对话当中让我们看见波阿斯这个属灵人的质量在哪里。
And also we can see the quality of Boaz's life.
呀，一个在地里，一个正从伯利恒回来，谁安排的？
So one is in the field, and the other is returning from Bethlehem.
可能你会说，啊，这是波阿斯每天的例行公事嘛。
Maybe you will say that's Boaz's daily routine.
他是每天都来吗？还是两三天才来一次呢？
Did he come to the field every day or just every 2 to 3 days?
圣经没有说，我也不知道。
The Bible doesn't say it, and I don't know.
但是这一次当他回来的时候，他发现了有不一样的地方。
But this time, when he came back, everything was different.
对于他来讲，其实一切都已经发生变化了。
To him, so things has changed.
因为这一天地里边多了一个人。
Because of this day, there's one more person in the field.
这个人就是路德了。
And that was Ruth.
其实可能每天都会多一个人，对吧？
So actually, maybe every day, there's one more person.
但是这一天多了这个人，引起他的注意了。
But this person, and just got his attention.
要按照路德原本的生命的轨迹呢，可能不应该与波阿斯相遇吧。
According to the original, the trajectory of life, and Ruth should never meet Boaz.
但是你发现没有，上帝就是把路德从摩押地给带回来了。
However, God just brought up Ruth from Moab.
也让他的见证呢，一点一点的就让波阿斯也听到了。
And also let her testimony just let Boaz heard about.
但是路德回来。波阿斯听到他们两人不是必然要相遇的。
However, for Ruth to come to the field and the Boaz to come back, it doesn't mean they have to meet each other.
圣灵就在路德的心里边开始产生一些动工，去麦地里捡穗喽，捡麦穗啊。
But the Holy Spirit just touched Ruth's heart, just go to the field to pick up the wheat.
那脚步要往哪里走呢？
And where should she go?
她不是必然要走到波阿斯的地里边的。
It's not necessary for Ruth to go to the Boaz field.
那心里边的感动，脚步的选择是谁的工作呢？
So whose word and to just determine the steps for Ruth?
那你相信是上帝的带领会比较简单，比较容易吗？
So to believe that is from God's guidance is easier to understand.
那为什么波阿斯在这天刚好又回来呢？
How come Boaz returned on that day?
那他回来的时候，路德为什么不能跑得远去上个厕所，方便一下，让波阿斯刚好看不见他呢？
So when Boaz returned and Ruth can just maybe she can go to another place or just go to restroom.
但是问题，波阿斯回来就看见了吗？
However, when Boaz returned, he saw Ruth.
这个环境是上帝预备的。
So God set the environment for them too.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
彼此看见。
Seeing each other.
说心里话，讲这堂道真的不容易啊。
To be honest, it's not easy to preach today's sermon.
比较容易把我们卷到血气、情欲和习惯传统里面，对吧
？It's very easily just put us into just emotion and lust and old tradition.
要我们身处在情感。这个漩涡当中都不容易自拔的，不容易。
When we sink into the second emotion, it's not easy to come out.
所以我们来看一下，在这个彼此看见当中，上帝是怎么让我们产生这一份寻找另一半的这个爱的冲动、爱的驱使力和我们自我调节的掌控力，不容易。
So it's just not easy to see how to just balance and to control about this.
回到老祖宗亚当夏娃的关系中来看看吧。
Let's look at Adam and Eve.
亚当一醒来就看见了夏娃。
As soon as Adam woke up, he saw Eve.
你别忘了，亚当的醒来也是上帝给的驱动力啊。
And don't forget, for Adam to wake up, actually, that's driven by God.
我们自己看见自己的配偶生命的那第一眼，是上帝让我们看见的。
So the first sight for us to see our future spouse, actually, that is from God.
当然，夏娃也看见了亚当，他是平等的，一起彼此看见的。
And of course, and Eve saw Adam too at the same time.
那么亚当是因为因着对神的信心看见夏娃的。
Adam, because of his faith in God, and he saw Eve.
他相信这个配偶是上帝带来的。
Adam believed that Eve was brought to him by God.
夏娃被带来的时候，亚当相信这是他生命中的另一半。
So when Eve was brought by God to Adam, and Adam believed, and she's his the other half.
要留意这种彼此看见的根基是神所设定的。
So the foundation of seeing each other is set by God.
那这个爱的根源，首先是因相信而生爱喽。
So the root at the origin of the seeing each other first.Love is born out of belief.
我讲的这盼望弟兄姐妹不要把自己心中有爱的主权来源和使用全归到自己的情欲里边，这是不对的，不真实。
I just hope you understand, and the origin and also the driving just of the love, it's not by your love.
所以上帝在这里让我们在彼此看见当中，使我们知道。我们这个爱首先是因相信神而生出对配偶的对另一半的那个爱，知道这个根源吗？
Therefore, for seeing each other, first we just need to know love is born out of the belief.
那何以见得呢？
So how can we say this?
道理很简单，神就是爱嘛。
First simple, because God is love.
因为神是爱的缘故，所以他就是我们彼此相爱的那个根源和原因了。
Because God is love, and he is the source and the cause of our love for one another.
这个道理我们平常不容易留意，容易忘记，容易忽略的，对吧？
So this truth is very easily to forget.
好，再回到路德记的场景当中来看。
Let's come back to the book of Ruth.
此时此刻，波阿斯与路德是初次相见喽。
At this time, Boaz and Ruth met for the first time.
所以波阿斯在寻求这个爱的根源呢。
Therefore, Boaz was looking for the origin of love.
所以圣经就记载说，波阿斯问监管收割的仆人说，那是谁家的女子啊？
So Boaz asked the overseer of his servants, the harvester, who does that young woman belong to?
那回想起我们自己面对自己的配偶，自己的生命当中另一半，我们什么时候会问这句？哎，这个女人是谁？哎，这个男子是谁？对不对？这不简单的。
So when we just meet our future spouse, and we may just ask, and who is she come from?
不要忘记，此时此刻的波阿斯还是单身的男子。
So don't forget, this time Boaz was still single.
而且还是钻石王老五啊。
And he's a rich man.
圣经记载说他是个大财主。
And the Bible says he's very rich.
就当时的男性为主流的社会环境当中来看呢？
In the male-dominated social environment at that time,
其实波阿斯凭着自己的情欲找一个女子不难呐。
Actually, for Boaz, then it's very easily for him just to find a beautiful woman.
找一个年轻貌美的女子不难呐。
It's not hard for him to find a young and a beautiful woman.
找一个又年轻又漂亮的女子为自己的妻子，对于波阿斯这么有钱的大财主来讲，那是唾手可得、轻而易举的事情。
So for Boaz, single and rich, and he can just easily find a beautiful woman to marry.
但是波阿斯，他选择等候神的感动、神的时间、神的方式。
However, Boaz he chose to wait and just wait for the Lord.
所以为什么我常常说波阿斯是一个单身弟兄的典范呢？
So that's what I say. It is clear Boaz was the model of a single brother.
他可能因为等候神，这一辈子都找不到妻子啊。
Maybe he's waiting for God. Maybe his whole life he could not find a wife.
呀，这样的单身弟兄姐妹在我们身边也不是没有这样的人，对吧？
It is just that this is not rare, and we had there's no brother or sister like that.
我常常是心里边很欣赏、很钦佩，呀，我们这些在主里边可能一辈子因为等候神，一辈子都没有找到配偶、没有找到另外一半的那些弟兄姐妹，是非常荣耀、非常感恩。非常让神得荣耀的肢体是我们的亲爱的弟兄姐妹，对吧？
I do admire and our church body and the brother or sister, some of them because they're waiting for God to just bring them the spouse and they just keep single and it's God's receive the glory.
要我在挪威认识一些这一类的弟兄姐妹。
In Norway, I just knew some brother or sister like that.
我就举一个挪威的弟兄姐妹吧。
I just give an example of a brother or sister in Norway.
我认识挪威两个这样的姐妹。
In Norway, I knew two sisters like that.
有一位呢，她到了差不多50岁，她才碰她的另外一半。
And there's one sister, she met her the other half when she turned 50.
当她结了婚的时候，把照片发回来给我看，哇，充满了感恩，好美的一幅图画。
And when she got married, she sent me the photo, and I just feel so thankful for her.
要现在他们已经70岁了。
Now they're like reached the age 70.
他们有20年的时间是在50岁到70岁这个阶段，要喜结连理， 让我们心里边很感恩的。
So they have like a 20 years marriage so far, and I just feel very thankful for them.
那还有一位姐妹是一个华人的姐妹，她一辈子都没有结婚。
There's another sister who's a Chinese, and she's single for her whole life.
呀，那里是一个非常非常非常非常呀荣耀的经历啊。
And that is a very glorious experience.
呀，我们为她献上感恩。
And we just give the thanksgiving to God.
我每每想起这一类的弟兄姐妹的时候，
every time when I think of brother sister like this,
我相信他们是因为要等候神的时间，等候神的方式，可能在人的经历当中，可能一辈子都没等到。
And I believe because they're waiting for God's time, and maybe in their life they just cannot meet that.
但这个话可能说的早了一点。
Of course, maybe I say this too early.
可能在某一天他还是会等到的。
Maybe in some day, and they will just meet.
可能他也过了生育的年龄了。
Maybe this the sister already passed the time to give birth.
可能一辈子都没有自己的儿女、自己的孩子。
Maybe in her whole life she cannot to have her own child.
那没有就没有嘛。
If so, and just be it.
为什么一定要有呢
？Why you have to have a child?
可能我们会，哎，我还是想有自己的家庭啊，自己的儿女啊，自己的婚姻啊，自己的生产生育，这个愿望是好的。
So maybe you still have this wish. You want to have your own child.
但是这个愿望却不可以成为我们的捆绑，我们的执着，我们的偶像。
However, we cannot just make our wish as our idol.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
要我们生命当中可以去求
，We can pray to God in our life，
但却没有必要去妄求。
However, just don't just pray just beyond God's will，
因为我们去求的本质是耶稣本身。
Because to pray by itself, that is God Himself，
而不是我们生命当中。那个所求的那个恩典的本身。
And not a, we are not just pray just for only just for the grace.
我们所执着的是赐恩典的上帝，而不是上帝所赐的恩典。
We just need to just hold on to and God, who's one who gave us the grace.
要清楚这个道理，我们就可能容易放下自己心中的执着了。
If we understand this, then we can just set aside of what we persist on.
呀，波阿斯。就一直在等待这一个机会。
Boaz was keep waiting for the opportunity.
上帝并没有给他一个处女。
God just did not just give him the best.
上帝也没有给他一个以色列的女子。
God did not give him the Israelite woman.
上帝给了他一个外邦人的女子。
God just gave him the woman who's a Gentile.
而这个外邦人女子结过婚了。
And this woman just has been married.
是恰恰也是他以利。米勒家族的人呐、
啊。And also, she's the one of member of the from the element.
上帝把他的另一半有一天真的领到他的地里边来了。
So one day, God just brought this the other half to his field.
而且是这一生询问带着爱的可能。
He asked this question with the possibility of love.
这份爱是因着信而生出来的爱、啊。
This love is a love born of faith.
那我们如何看待这件事呢
？How do we look at this?
我们可能会说，哇，路德好 lucky 啊，找到了大财主。
Maybe we will say how lucky Ruth is, and she found a rich man.
那另外一方面讲，波阿斯你好不幸啊，找到了一个外邦人，而且已婚的女子。
Maybe we will say how unfortunate Boaz is because he found a woman who's a Gentile.
这人世间有很多的说法，人每个人都有各有一句话。
So, different people have different way to say.
你是听这些话而受捆绑和控制呢？还是遵循上帝的旨意，让他来带领呢
？Are you influenced by people's words, or are you just following God's guidance?
我盼望大家看到这件事的本质都不是人的观点、人的语言、人的谈论。
I just hope to see actually the essence of this matter that is
乃是波阿斯因着对上帝的信心而生出了对。路德的这份爱，这是本质，要看到这个。
We just need to see the essence, the least love, just from Boaz. That is a love born of faith.
这就是上帝赐给波阿斯心中对路德的爱的产生，是因着波阿斯对上帝的信心，能看见吗
？So do you see that the love from Boaz actually that is from his faith to God?
其次呢，是因见证生爱啊。
Second, love is born of witness.
路德跟随婆婆拿俄米回到了伯利恒。
Ruth followed her mother-in-law Naomi back to Bethlehem.
她的见证在伯利恒已经传开了。
And her testimony has to spread out.
所以波阿斯知道有一个外邦的女子叫路德，因着 对婆婆说，你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神，跟随婆婆就回到伯利恒了。
And Boaz just knew about Ruth, and she just believed in the same God with the Naomi and returned to Bethlehem.
哎，因为路德的见证，波阿斯心里边生出爱来了。
And because of the Ruth's testimony, and Boaz's heart was moved.
他知道路德与他同信一位耶和华。
And he knew that the Ruth believed the same God as him.
而且跟他有同有一样的核心价值观，就是尊主为大，尊耶和华为大。
And they have the same core value, and just have God as in their priority and fear the Lord.
就是将上帝当作生命的优先次序了。
And make God his priority in life.
路德的见证感动了伯阿斯。
Ruth's testimony moved Boaz.
这份感动也使伯阿斯生出对路德的爱来，看到没有
？And this moving also made Boaz feel his love.
今天这堂道其实蛮有价值的，我们在看男女之间爱的根源如何从神那里而来。
So today's sermon is very valuable. We just see how the love came from.
亚伯阿斯是一个与神有美好关系的人，我们都看到，对吧
？We see Boaz as a man who had a wonderful relation.
他一直等候上帝的带领啊。
He just been waiting for God to lead him.
因着上帝的带领，他与他的生命的另一半相遇了。
And just to lead him to meet the other half of his life.
因为他知道，如果不是神的带领呢
？Boaz knew if it's not God's guidance.
他与路德不可能在田间相遇啊。
Then it is impossible for him to meet withRoots in the field.
人可能没有能力确定是不是神的旨意，对不对
？Man may not have the ability to determine God's will.
但是神却有能力使我们知道他的心意啊。
But God's ability to make us know His will.
好，最后是因怜悯生爱呀。
Lastly, love begets compassion.
要路德若不是因为要跟随婆婆的神
，If Ruth hadn't wanted to follow his her mother-in-law's
她要选择住在婆婆的国里边呢。
And choose to live in her mother-in-law's country.
如果不是这个缘故，她可以回到摩押去啊。
If not because of this, he could just return to Moab.
她在摩押地再婚，应该也不是太难的事。
And it is not hard for her to remarry.
路德应该是一个长得挺漂亮的女子，对吧
？So Ruth should be the lady, then she's beautiful.
现在她一个人孤身来到了伯利恒。
Now she came to Bethlehem alone.
她举目无亲啊。
No relatives.
她在。这个人在因为来到了波阿斯的地里边去拾麦穗。
And he just went to just both fields and to just pick up the ears of the wheat.
以波阿斯的品行呢
？With the behavior of Boaz.
心生怜悯也是情理之中的事情吧
？It is reasonable to have a compassion in the heart.
而波阿斯心中的怜悯
，and a compassion in both hearts.
也是神使得产生爱的一个原因。这是我要强调的。
It was also the reason God just made him make his love.
所谓男怕入错行，女怕嫁错了。
So the so-called men are afraid of entering into the wrong.
其实所讲的也是这个道理。
Afraid of marrying the wrong man.
一个没有怜悯心的男人。
A man who has no compassion.
大概婚后也不大会去怎么爱自己的另一半吧。
And he probably would not just love his other half after marriage.
有没有看见上帝赐给路德一个怎样的男人吗
？Do you see what kind of man God just gave to Ruth？
一个有怜悯心的男人。
A man with mercy。
使路德心里边相信他嫁的是一个对的男人。
And just let Ruth know she married the right man。
因为波阿斯的爱是从怜悯生出来的。
Because Boaz's love was just from God's mercy。
你知道怜悯的价值吗？
Do you see the value of the mercy?
雅各书甚至怜悯可以向审判去跨圣殿。
In the book of James said that after the mercy, the God's mercy.
所以路德所得到的这个男人心中有怜悯。
So the man, the Ruth, just God and has compassion.
这个怜悯所生出的爱使路德蒙福一生。
The love from his compassion just made Ruth be blessed for her life.
好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
With dear brothers and sisters,
我们如何遇见我们生命当中的另一半呢
？How do we meet our other half？
路德与波阿斯的相遇
，The encounter between Ruth and Boaz，
可以成为我们生命当中寻求另一半的典范。
It just can be the model for us to find our the other half。
神不说，我不动。
God doesn't say anything. I don't move.
为什么呢
？Why？
主权在神啊。
Because the sovereignty just rests with God.
神若是不唤醒我。
If God does not wake me up,
他如果不将我的另一半领来
，If God doesn't bring the other half to me,
我便在爱情的道路上宁肯选择沉睡。
I would choose still sleeping.
彼此看见是相爱的开始啊。
see each other. That's the beginning of love.
因为爱只能是因着信，因着见证，因着怜悯。
And love can only be just through faith, testimony, and mercy.
这些圣经的核心价值观，你是否愿意接受？
Do you want to accept this core value of the Bible?
遇见另一半是因神而遇见，你愿意吗
？Meeting the other half, that is because of God. Are you willing?
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢主，你的长阔高深的大爱。
Thank you for your great and deep love.
你让我们遇见我们的另外一半，是因你的缘故，你的主权。
It is because of you. You let us meet the other half.
我们遇见另一半，是因为你唤醒我们。
We see meet the other half. That is because you just wake us up.
我们遇见另外一边，这个爱的根源也是由你发动的。
And also, it is you. You just drive us to meet the other half.
Yeah, 人非有信不能得神的喜悦。
Without faith, we cannot please by you.
因着信，你既然赐给我们另外一半的爱的动机啊。
Because of faith, you just give us this kind of compassion.
爱的产生，竟然是因为我们在见证你的时候。
And to love, that is actually to testify to you.
我们彼此之间有爱，是也因着你所赐的怜悯啊。
We have love, that is just from the mercy you gave us.
谢谢主，听祷告。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
In Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.